Checking on the peanut market, USDA still has some peanuts left over from the 2014 crop. Those peanuts have to be moved out of the loan within the 9-month market loan period. Some peanuts were not moved out and were forfeited in July. USDA reported this week that they had 66,000 tons of peanuts forfeited for the month of July. They had already received 6,500 tons that were forfeited in June, and those were sold for about $315 per ton when the loan provided $355 to the farmer. So now they've got the burden of trying to sell some into a market that is not moving very fast, mainly because they're waiting on this potential for a new crop that is now estimated to be up 18%. There's another pile of peanuts from 2014 left in the loan. In August, 95,000 tons. In September, by the last day of September, another 60,000 tons. And possibly in October, another 60,000 tons. So the USDA is trying not to put those on the market, because if there is a market gain, the farmer that's got his peanuts in the loan would suffer a loss, and that loss would be because of the market loan gain. It would come off of his limit of $125,000 from the program. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.